Watcha and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. And what better way to start than with a newly released live Stan Getz recording.
Thank you very much. And now I'd like to play a ballad written by a fellow named Tommy Wolfe. It's called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most.
And the year is 1960. Stan Getz is living just outside Copenhagen. He had decided to leave the US for a variety of reasons, some of which were drug and tax related. So these live recordings are of a tour he did of various European cities that year, 1960. This was Amsterdam in April. This Fresh Sounds album also contains a couple of numbers from each of Dusseldorf in Germany and from Zurich. These Getz gigs were dovetailed in and around a Jazz at the Philharmonic tour of Europe. Getz, for reasons unknown, summarily fired his Danish bassist and drummer and borrowed the two guys from the then Oscar Peterson trio. Peterson was obviously on the JATP tour as well. And those two musos were Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen drums. We heard Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, based on T.S. Eliot's Wasteland. The song was in the 59 Broadway musical The Nervous Set, which only ran for 23 performances, but the song lives on. Whoops, sorry, forgot to tell you that the Swede Jan Johansson was on piano. Here's another American who became an expat living in Europe, Paris in this case. Sidney Bechet in March 53 in Paris, but sounding rather older than that, I thought. Bechet, of course, remained true to his New Orleans roots, and we mustn't forget he started playing professionally in 1910. That was the gorgeous Romberg Hammerstein standard, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Bechet on his soprano sax with the Andre Rivelliotti Orchestra. Next, should we have a piano solo or a big band? Tell you what, big band, then a piano solo. And that was recorded live in Hamburg in Germany, 2015. It's the fabulous NDR Big Band, a 17-piecer of the best jazzers in Germany, with two special guests. Three. The American drummer Jeff Ballard snuck in there. Michael Gibbs both conducts the orchestra and does all the arrangements. He was born in the then-named Salisbury, southern Rhodesia, now, of course, Harare, Zimbabwe. I throw that in, as Zimbabwe seldom gets a mention on a jazz show. And the third guest is the American guitarist Bill Frisell. And Frisell chose the playlist. Half of the songs he chose, including that one, Freddie's Step, being Frisell originals. That song was just long enough for me to replace my proposed piano solo with a piano-based drums number. Blues in the Closet, the title song of a fabulous Verve LP, recorded September 56 in New York. The legendary pianist Bud Powell is the leader. Powellites would tell you that by 56, Powell was way beyond his prime. And yes, that's probably true. And yes, he was in a fragile mental state by this stage, but still playing beautifully and with imagination to justify his inclusion alongside Parker, Gillespie and Monk as one of the creative drivers of the 1940s jazz revolution. The bassist here is, of course, none other than our old chum Ray Brown. For the second time this week, Ozzie Johnson drums. This next one isn't jazz, it's soul gospel, but let's remember Edwin Hawkins, who's just died.
Yeah.
No, not the song you're expecting, nor I might add, because, for the life of me, I couldn't find Oh Happy Day. I searched and I searched and I searched, and it really is a gem, so I'm very sorry about that. Oh Happy Day was an amateur recording on two-track to sell an LP locally to raise funds to go to a gospel competition in Southern California. But Oh Happy Day went on to sell over 7 million copies, and the Edwin Hawkins Singers were launched well and truly. So I had to find another LP of theirs, and this was Peace is Blowing in the Wind, and I chose the Dylan standard, the soloist Shirley Miller, the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Hawkins died just this week, aged 74. But back to the real thing. So, here's a question. Was that the real thing? Well, this Feb 1970 Black and Blue LP is called The Real Me, so it must be. Andre Persiani is the pianist and leader on If Dreams Come True. Paris-born Andre Paul Stefan Persiani started by playing for the American Army in Germany just after the war, 45 to 46, initially influenced by Nat Cole, but then heard Milk Buckner and his block chords and goes off in that direction. He went back to Paris and became a regular on the jazz scene there, often supporting visiting Americans. He's supported here by Roland Lobligois on bass and the American expat Oliver Jackson drums. Our Ellingtonian this week is unusually a singer. That's from a Columbia LP called Sugar and Spice, and it's all nursery rhymes in an attempt to move Joya Cheryl into a more mainstream market, backed by the Luther Henderson Orchestra in, I'd say, 56-57. That was Rockabye Baby. Joya joined the Ellington Band in July 42 when just 17, literally by a day or so. Duke took on three female singers at the same time. One left fairly quickly. Joya stayed for the summer and then had to go back to school. The third singer, Betty Roche, stayed with the band. Joya returned in 44, November 44. She only stayed a little over a year, but is still regarded as one of the Ellington Band's best vocalists. Joya wrote the lyrics to Take the A-Train, he added as an aside. And she returned to the Ellington Band several times, including for the recording of A Drum Is a Woman. Let's warm up the Hammond B3. Jimmy McGriff on a Groove Merchant LP called The Main Squeeze, and that was the funky title song written by McGriff and recorded in 74 at the height of the electric funk phase of jazz. It's quite fun, but in relatively small doses. It might be more accurate to say McGriff was playing keyboards. There was also some electric piano in there. Jimmy Ponder guitar, Connie Lester alto, Eddie Gladden drums. Next up, Danny Turner. Thank you. And that was a Wild Bill Davis compo, Stolen Sweets, and it sounds very Ellingtonian, so perhaps there's a clue in the title, but that's no bad thing. The leader on this, his first recording as such, is altoist Danny Turner, who was a latter-day Basieite. He joined the Count in 76, and he ran the Reed section from 82. Turner has recorded with fellow Basieites often. By this stage of his life and career, Basie took lengthy holidays at his home in the Bahamas. So the boys in the band had bags of time for extracurricular recording. But this New York 83 recording date was to be Danny Turner's only session as a leader. And the boys in the band all enjoyed that so much, they did it one more time.
Let's do that again.
Danny Turner, alto, Jerry Wiggins, piano, Red Callender, bass, and Dennis Mackerel, drums. Next up, Body and Soul. Thank you. goodness, that was a very quiet October 2003 recording of Body and Soul. Much recorded, almost over-recorded. The leader here, pianist George Colligan, was once in a jazz piano competition, and one of the judges, the redoubtable Dorothy Donegan, asked the young George if he knew Body and Soul. He had to admit he didn't, but he learnt it soon after the competition. Vincente Archer, bass, Bill Stewart, drums. This crisscross album is called Past, Present, Future, which is a corny link to go back to the past. But I wonder who this is. Let's see if you know. Live from the Storyville Club in Boston, a terrific newishly released, 2014, 3-CD box set by Essential Jazz Classics of all the radio broadcasts that this group made from George Wein's Storyville in Boston, the same George Wein of Newport Jazz Festival fame. Why am I being so pathetically coy about the name of this group, as the glorious alto of Paul Desmond probably gave it away to you? It's a Dave Brubeck quartet, not the classic quartet. It has Wyatt Ruther on bass and Herb Barman drums and bongo. The date is Feb 52, so way before the famous Time Out LP. That was Me and My Shadow. Another vocal, I think.
Won't be because I ain't tried. I said if I never get to heaven, won't be because I ain't tried. You see, I found myself an angel, and that's all I need to be my guide. Now if I never hit 7, 11 once or twice ain't bad. Lord, Lord, if I never hit 7, 11 once or twice ain't bad. Because I found myself a big fine angel, and that's more than I ever had. He builds me up, he tucks me down, he treats me good whenever he's around. Sometimes he takes me out to get a little treat. So stop your looking, fellas, I got everything I need. Yeah, I got me an angel standing by my side, standing by my side.
Irene Reed is the singer. She had sung in her local church choir in Savannah, Georgia as a child, and then later came to New York and won the Apollo Theatre amateur show 5 weeks in a row, and that led to a year-long stint in the Basie Band. She then focused on clubs in Harlem, New York, but she then had to wait until the mid-90s for the Savant record label to start recording her seriously. She made 6 albums for Savant, plus this one, The Queen of the Party, which includes extracts from 5 of them. This late 90s recording has Charles Earland, Hammond B3, Eric Alexander and Michael Kahn, tenors, James Rotondi, trumpet, Bill Boris, guitar, Greg Rockingham, drums. We heard If I Ever Get to Heaven. And that just, but only just, leaves time for this Giorgio Gaslini extract from his own soundtrack to the 1961 award-winning Italian film La Notte. A very stylish film as it starred Jean Moreau, Marcello Mastroianni and Monica Vitti. It must indeed have been a great film, judging by the soundtrack. It was directed by none other than Michelangelo Antonioni, and it was the second film in a groundbreaking trilogy of his. Must see it. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this seemingly random whiz along the creaking shelves of my record collection, enough certainly to rejoin me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.